streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. Just had a big bag of peanuts. I'm sorry.
We need an on-the-call doctor to answer our random medical questions. Not to get any sports takes, but we just like hit them, come on, confirm or deny what we're talking about is ludicrous, and then go back to treating your patients.
All right, hour three, we're live in LA. It's The Herd. Good to have you. Baker Mayfield was on a podcast, didn't come on mine, and talked for an hour and a half. Did not come on mine. Very unfortunate. But I say this to all these athletes. I'm not one of these broadcasters who's critical of a guy and then won't bring him on. I ripped T.O. for years, brought him right on the couch. Richie Incognito, ripped him for years, brought him right on the couch. Ripped Baker Mayfield, brought him right on the couch. What are they going to do, eat me? Like, let's go. I'm confrontational. Let's argue. Baker's always welcome back. I don't have a problem. Russell Westbrook, I mean, go ahead. I mean, he'll blame everybody else. That's his MO. This Aaron Rodgers, welcome right here anytime.
You've got quite the list.
Yeah, I got a lot of people that it's unfortunate in my thirst for journalism and as America's honesty broker.
University of Oklahoma.
By the way, I brought Lincoln Riley on for years, and then I just decided I wanted to steal him and bring him up to my school.
Right.
But in the end, this is not some, we backstab. We bring you right on this couch anytime, and we will confront everything. I don't hide from anybody. These athletes hide from me. They don't want Mr. Journalism out here probing.
They don't want the smoke.
They don't want the smoke. Uncle Colin and... provides the smoke. They don't want the smoke.
Provides.
So Baker Mayfield's talking today on a podcast. Apparently he went on and on. And for people that have never watched the show before, there's like four left in America, I was occasionally critical of him. And I said, you're going to do 35 commercials. You may not want to have 35 interceptions. Okay? You make a choice. And people say, well, you got to take all the commercials. Tom Brady did not take commercials for a decade. Unless they included his offensive linemen. There's a lot of money Joy and I in our lives haven't taken because it doesn't land well. It's not the right advertiser. It's not the right fit. Money can't be the answer to everything. So I think he took too many commercials. He came in with too much of a chip on his shoulder. That said, and I was right, he was overdrafted. I did defend him righteously at the end of last year when the Brown fans were ripping him. I'm like, the dude's a mess. His labrum, his knee, his guy's falling apart. Give me a break. So I was right early on him, and I defended him late. In fact, I've never been wrong on Baker Mayfield. Cleveland's never been right on Baker Mayfield. So I feel good if he came here today, I'd say, well, you ready for the smoke? Because let's go. It'd be like a UFC fight without the kicks and punches. We get into it. But I will say, he is one of the 32 best quarterbacks in America. He's probably like 25. He's somewhere. And he did have chaos everywhere, but he doesn't have chaos now. Stefanski and Andrew Berry are great. The O-line's great. The running backs are great. Miles Garrett's unbelievable. He screwed up the last year and a half. He just couldn't be quiet. And sometimes, we've said this, in leadership positions, and quarterback's a leadership, no, receiver's not. Man, I don't care if my receiver's crazy. Pass rusher's not. Corner's not. I don't care. I don't care what those guys do. But quarterback is a leadership position. That's why it's so hard to draft. Because it's not just, oh, he throws the ball a long way. Is he a grown-up? Is he adult? Is he a good leader? Is he a good teammate? Is he cognitively, can he keep up with how fast the league's changing? Is he coachable? It's why there's so many whiffs on quarterbacks. There's not as many whiffs on other positions. Like, generally, a running back, a guy can do it or he can't. Like, you can just see in the first two or three rounds, guy can, now some guys get hurt, but... You know, so the Baker stuff, I'm glad he's talking because he creates content. I'm kind of over talking about him because I don't think he's as fascinating. But every two or three years, there'll be a cocky college quarterback that will come out of college. Johnny Manziel, Cam Newton, Baker Mayfield. And every time I hammer him and I'm like, you don't understand the league. It's for grown-ups. You're going to age quickly. All three I was right. Manziel, I said, was undraftable. Baker, I said, was draftable, but just not if I was a GM. And I said, Cam Newton is not going to last long. It's a leadership position. So, but apparently he's defending himself in Cleveland, and I'd like to hear it. I want to hear it. By the way, here's the other thing. And this is why the maturity really matters. Quarterbacks now make $40-50 million. So when you give any young person that kind of money, it's hard to figure your ego. It's like, that's a lot. That's a lot for anybody. If you're a 23-year-old, 28-year-old, thank God Mahomes is mature. Thank God Stafford. And, you know, most of these guys are mature and can handle it. But it's not for everybody. But Cortland Sutton of the Denver Broncos said yesterday, he said, quote, the juice is just different with Russell Wilson. And so the Seahawks made a very interesting choice. We're going to go with a 70-year-old defensive head coach over a quarterback. I don't think they'll ever replace him. The Dolphins have never replaced Marino. The Broncos have never long-term replaced Elway. The Packers, Favre to Rodgers, absolute outlier. Total outlier. So the Seahawks made a choice. Now, Tampa did the other thing. Tampa took Bruce Arians and said, you go upstairs. Tommy doesn't want that. So Tampa, that just won a Super Bowl, was willing to take the coach that just won a Super Bowl. Say, get upstairs. Tommy's not happy with you. The Seahawks, who have been eroding for 6-7 years, chose the coach over the quarterback. Well, Colin Russell wanted out. No, he didn't. He wanted out unless Pete would leave. Then he would have stayed. So what if I owned the Seattle Seahawks, and I don't think they have particularly strong ownership right now. Paul Allen's sister, Jody Allen. I think I don't think it's particularly strong ownership and leadership. What I would have done is said, hey, Pete, we owe you a bunch of money. Go upstairs, and I'm going to go hire, you know, there was a, you know, Brian Daboll, Josh McDaniel was out there. There's a bunch of good coaches. I mean, Belichick is now 17-16 without Brady. We all know what's happening now. You got to favor the quarterback. If I'm Robert Kraft, Belichick, Brady, I got to go with Brady. I'll find another coach. If I was on the Seahawks, Pete or Russ, like Pete, I go with Russ. Tampa's figured it out. Arians wins a Super Bowl. 12 months later, get upstairs. So And there was a lot of good offensive coaches out there for Seattle. And they just, nope. Kevin O'Connell, Minnesota, I think it's going to be a boon for Kirk Cousins. Mike McDaniel, Josh McDaniel, Nathaniel Hackett, Brian Daboll. A lot of options. They chose the old defensive coach over the quarterback. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. That's just all you have to do is look around this league. Dolphins, Broncos never found their next star. All these years, they've gone through 30 quarterbacks.
That's why I always said I would not trade Russell Wilson unless he dragged me into the office and demanded it. There's no way I'm moving on from a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback in their prime.
I would
We've
have
got
gone,
to figure it out.
No, I would have. If I own the team, I go to Russell and I say, listen, what do you want to do at coach? And he says, young offensive guy. I'd have said, Pete, get in here. Got to move you upstairs. I want to pay all the money, move you upstairs. You can be good. I mean, we can, you know, but there's no way I choose the old defensive coach over the young ascending star quarterback. That's not even an argument.
No, I'm with you. And I think Pete Carroll's great. He's had an incredible career.
Yes, great. Awesome.
Also, you can't have the defense that you had, which has every year gotten worse.
For five straight years. It was like six straight years.
And that be the quarterback's problem.
So don't overthink the room. Denver's going to be really good really fast.
Yes.
Like September 7th. They'll be really good. I mean, it didn't. Stafford's first game, I forget what it was, but Stafford's first game, we were like, whoa. Whoa.
Also, isn't it interesting that Russ is working with his receivers so publicly?
Oh, he is. Isn't that interesting? So that's what Brady did in Tampa. That's what Stafford did with the Rams. We got video. That's what Russell's doing. Where's
Aaron? Saying it didn't happen. Everything doesn't have to be documented for it to be real.
But it is interesting. He's working with his receivers. At night. You see the night video there, night? He had these track suits on his receiver so he could see him. It was like 8:30 at night in Colorado. It was dark. You couldn't see anything. And he put these like stickers on his receiver so he could see him in the dark. But Aaron's doing Jeopardy next week.
We're terrible.
By the way, Stafford, it's not going to take long. Stafford's first game as a Ram, 156 passer rating against the Bears week one. I mean, this thing is going to work fast. Seattle will not find Russell Wilson in 10 years. Russell will be great week one. That tells you made the wrong decision. There it is. And then not complicated. So I'm just in a mood today. First, I found out I can't eat peanuts anymore.
Nobody said you can't eat peanuts.
Well, no, apparently you just turn into a big tub of goo. So I am not in a mood today to mess with. Yeah, so I can't have a glass of wine. I can't eat peanuts. Avocados are bad. What's the point of living? Seriously. Seriously, well, you go home. Next thing I'm going to hear tomorrow, chicken parm, killer.
I don't think it's recommended for you to eat chicken parm every day. That I feel like everyone knows.
I used to eat apples. Remember the old saying, apple a day?
What keeps do you mean you can't eat apples?
No. Apple a day keeps a doctor away. 10 years ago, they came out, better wash it. Pesticides all over it. Kill you.
So you can still eat apples. You should just wash off the apple.
If I have to wash my food, I'm out. Hey, I'm on the go. I'm doing things here. Got a lot of kids.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
All right, Kevin O'Connor at The Ringer, NBA analyst, smart dude, is joining us. Between he and Russillo, you know, it's like I'm might as well be on the payroll over at Bill's place. So, you know, it's funny. I was listening the other day. People were saying, well, the play-in games aren't the playoffs. And I said, timeout. I watched those games last night. Those are playoff games. I don't care how you want to label them. The intensity, the stars were available, the defense. Even the officiating, like it was, these felt big. So here's my thing with the Nets. Okay. In the history of the league, if you have the best big closer, Durant, and the best small closer, you can win a championship. And now maybe I can bring Ben Simmons 8 minutes a half, go guard Jason Tatum, go guard Jimmy Butler in a series. Can they win it? Can the Nets win it?
Yes, the Nets can win it. The trouble for them is the fact they're going to have to get through the Boston Celtics, who are the number one team in basketball in the new year. If they get past Boston, then they'd possibly have to get past the Bucks, obviously the defending champions. And then in the East Finals, maybe you're facing the Miami Heat in that situation. Maybe Philadelphia goes all the way at that point, and they're a formidable opponent. And then never mind in the NBA Finals. So, yes, the Nets can win it because you can never rule out Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving with what's possible with them, and never mind their supporting cast. You mentioned Ben Simmons, but it's not just guys like him. We saw Bruce Brown crush it last night in his role. Ben Simmons is going to do similar things to him. Never mind some of the other guys on this roster, Nick Claxton. So, yeah, Brooklyn can win it, but the path forward for them is going to be incredibly difficult, especially getting through Boston, the best team in 2022.
So Steve Ballmer's the richest NBA owner, building a new arena. He's not paying all this money for an 8 seed.
Yeah.
Losing last night. Now it's Phoenix round one. If they get in, they're not going to vanquish the Suns. So my question is, we know the Lakers are going to make moves in L.A. And my takeaway is Steve Ballmer is a lot richer than Jeannie Buss and probably more impatient and literally lives for basketball. This stuff's not working. And for whatever reasons, would he blow it up or at least tweak it if they get whacked early?
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Colin. I think it is working. It worked without Kawhi. It worked without Paul George for most of the year. I mean, this Clippers roster, they are just missing Kawhi Leonard. I mean, you add Kawhi Leonard to a team that has so many guys that can get buckets for you, a Luke Kennard, a Reggie Jackson, never mind having Paul George as his co-star, the ability to play small with Marcus Morris at the five, Nick Batum, or play big with Zubats. I think roster flexibility, that's what you want moving forward. So for the Clippers, I look at them more like maybe tweaks more so than anything dramatic. They just get Kawhi Leonard and Paul George healthy at the same time.
So a lot of people don't like the T-Wolves celebration last night. What do you make of it?
I love it. Like, what's wrong with passion? We were stuck inside for 2 years, no fans in arenas, and people are going nuts. I thought it was an amazing thing to see, and the crowd was great that entire time, too.
So a lot of people don't like Patrick Beverley. you know, I said to Joy earlier, I watched Bill Laimbeer tackle people. Dennis Rodman, I mean, you watched that Michael Jordan documentary, he was the irritant. But there are people that think what's happened is salaries are so big now. if you get physical, a guy lands hard, you're like, okay, you're messing with his money. And my takeaway was, well, for what guys made back in the 80s with Lambeer, you were messing with their money too, and the tackles were worse. How is Beverly viewed around the league? Players, coaches, maybe it's a different view.
I mean, if he is on your team, you love Patrick Beverly because of the energy he brings to your roster, the defense, he sets a tone. If he's not on your team, I was texting with a friend who's a Clippers fan last night. They say, oh, this is why everybody hated Patrick Beverly when he was in L.A., because he's kind of a troll on the court,
right?
The energy he brings. But playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves, they need a spark like that, especially with a young core with Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards and D'Lo.
Okay, so, you know, on this show, although we seek justice and journalism at all costs, we do have days that we project and we predict. And I think the audience likes that it's fun. So I said, listen, because L.A., Kevin, is so distracted and competitive, forget the beaches and the mountains. The Dodgers are going to be favored to win the World Series. The Rams just won the Super Bowl. The Clippers are good. USC now has Lincoln Riley. Like, LAFC is good. Like, our teams are all good. And I'm not even counting like the Angels in Orange County. We have two NFL teams now. The other one's good and interesting. The Chargers, one won the Super Bowl. So you could just milk this thing out. AD, Westbrook, go ahead. But this is a distracted market. It was a disaster this year. You had fans heckling Westbrook. And my takeaway is they've got to do something. If they were in Cincinnati, where are you going to go? You're going to go to a Reds game this summer. I think they have to do something big here. So here's the one I threw out. Is that Jordan Poole's emergence with the Warriors. He's on the precipice of being a star. He and Klay, more minutes for Klay, less for him. It's not great for him. They're also, Jonathan Kuminga and Poole are probably the future. You got to get them ramped up. They're not going to sit here and wait because Steph and Draymond, they're getting nicked up more and more. You go to the Warriors and you say, listen, Wiseman's a mess. We'll take him. Klay's getting in the way of the pool. Of Jordan Poole will take him. You take Anthony Davis. He'll give you the requisite size you'll need to beat a DeAndre Ayton, a Giannis, or an Embiid. Now, I got crushed for this, but there's something there, right?
I think to your point, Colin, the Lakers need to think creatively. And whether it's a context like that where maybe the Warriors say, no, we're not trading Klay Thompson. We're keeping the Splash Bros together. And we want three of them now with Jordan Poole. You can see them saying no. But from the Lakers standpoint, this is exactly what they should be going for, is get creative, look for deals like a Chicago. Maybe they want to move off of Vooch and Lonzo and picks, something like that. Because for the LA here, you're not going to get much for Russell Westbrook unless you're giving up draft picks with him, the 2027 and 2029. So maybe it is moving AD, who's always been hurt and hasn't been the same player since he was in the bubble.
Okay, so let me throw this out there. If you did my Golden State move, because LeBron's always played great with shooters, and you did that, I'd have Klay Thompson. Forget Wiseman.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have Klay Thompson. Then Westbrook to the Pacers for Buddy Hield, who you wanted anyway, and Malcolm Brogdon, who can play point when LeBron's hurt or on the bench, but can play the two. In 1 year, I would have Malcolm Brogdon, who can shoot, Klay Thompson, who can shoot, and Buddy Hield, who can shoot. And LeBron elevates shooters. That is what he is. That's why he and Westbrook don't work, because he can't finish the setup by LeBron off the ball. So again, these sound crazy, but my argument, everybody says Anthony Davis is a perfect teammate for LeBron. And I say, no, he's not. He and Kawhi are the worst teammates, because as LeBron ages, he needs shooters and healthy players. Kawhi and AD are becoming LeBron. They're available about 55 nights a year. So what about this argument that AD is a perfect fit? I think increasingly he and Kawhi are the worst kind of fits for LeBron.
He's a good fit, not the best fit. He's a good fit because he's one of the best defensive players in the world when he's healthy. He's an iffy fit because on offense, he's a shaky jump shooter, low 30% from mid-range and from three.
Yeah.
And like the health factor is the biggest thing when you're talking about LeBron James is about to be entering, you know, the 20th year of his NBA career here. You know, he's nearing 40 years old. For LeBron here, look, he needs guys who are healthy and can shoot. And I don't know about that Pacers idea. Like, I don't know if why Indiana wants Russell Westbrook. You better be giving up both first-round draft picks in that scenario. But that's the type of deals the Lakers need to be angling for, is finding shooters.
Okay, that's a great question. Here's why I give up picks. Because in 2022, they're 19 years old. LeBron doesn't want to play with those guys. I'd give up picks all day long. This is LA. It's not, again, it's not Sacramento. Stars want to play here. So I would, I mean, the Rams have not had a first round pick in 6 years. The Giants have had seven and they can't get it right. So to me, you have to play to your market. In Los Angeles, you can have all my picks. Like the Yankees.
So you're betting on essentially, like if you're the Lakers giving up that 27 and 29 yes. first, you're betting on, oh, we'll get, you know, a star player at 2026, 27 yes. in free agency, like a Luka, that type of thing. You're betting on that.
I mean, here's the way I look at it. 2027.
It's a long time away.
People in LA got a beach. Oh, I'm not going to stay here, Kevin, for 5 years. So, I mean, my takeaway is I think other cities, and this is not a knock, Miami's the same way. They have aqua water. It's 78 in the winter. Pat Riley's a deal maker because he knows these people have options. I always argue if you have a beach, it's another pro team. It's another pro team. Like in Miami, it's like, eh, they're under 500. Let's go to the beach. So, I mean, I hear this. The NBA people think I'm nuts on this. Draft picks for the Heat and for the Lakers, to me, are just not as relevant.
They can turn into something, though, because with Miami, you get a guy like a Tyler Hero who's about to win Sixth Man of the Year, led the team in minutes off the bench. So draft picks do have value, but you need a hit on those. Like with Talen Horton Tucker, we talked about him as a steal for the Lakers. And then he, you know, dwindles this year, does not build on the success he's had in the past. They could have given him up for Kyle Lowry last year, never been in the mess where they had to make the Westbrook deal or feel like they had to make the Westbrook deal. So to your point, I mean, having picks and young players can be a great thing, but not always. And I think for the Lakers, I lean towards your side here that I'd be willing to give up those picks. It's not only that about the future with signing the next star. You could lose LeBron after his son graduates high school and he might want to go back to Miami or go to a different team, try a new organization, and then you lose a guy who's still putting up MVP production. People forget how amazing LeBron was late December, early January when AD was first out. He was playing center and doing a good job at it. So I think with LeBron, you can't take for granted who he still is, even at his age in the year he's in his career. And the Lakers should be urgent and using those picks to get what they need to do to build a championship roster around him.
Who do you like in the final?
I mean, I'm basic here with the Suns and Bucks. I just have a hard time picking against Giannis. And Phoenix is by far the most complete team in the Western Conference.
Sell me on the Miami Heat. So B.J. Armstrong yesterday, boy, he put the full court press on. They don't have a closer. So there's a difference. Bam and Jimmy Butler are great energizers, great players. They're not closers. And I know they got your P.J. Tuckers, and I always trust Spoelstra and Riley. They're brilliant guys. You know this to be true our whole lives. There are teams built for the regular season. It's often like the Cavs this year. Young. Phoenix, by the way, great. No title yet. The minute you win a title, you take a few January games off. Sell me on the Miami Heat.
So the Miami Heat would not be my finals pick, but if they are going to go all the way and I'm selling you on them here, you're picking versatility, roster flexibility. A guy like Bam Adebayo, who had he played more games, could have been the defensive player of the year. Tyler Hero coming off the bench, he is a spark plug for your team. You have these championship ingredients, never mind the top end of the roster with Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry. They have multiple shooters, Duncan Robinson, Max Strus. There's just so many different ways that they can beat you. They can kill you with dribble handoffs over and over with their shooters. They can run high pick and roll. They can isolate. They can switch on defense or play more traditional coverage. It's just Spoelstra has so many options on hand to use depending on the series. So it's really about how Miami can shapeshift who they are depending on the opponent or dictate matchups in their favor.
It was fun last night.
Oh, yeah. That was a great time, wasn't it? Don't you love the play-in?
Yeah. Now, do you count those as playoffs? I think you have to change
it. They should count as something.
Why? Yeah, like last night they said, well, Kyrie's great, but this doesn't count as a playoff. Well, timeout. What timeout? So you're saying you're playing in. But you have to qualify to play in. You don't have to qualify to play in the regular season. You have a franchise. If you have to qualify for something, a college bowl game, well, then that's a bowl game. You have to qualify for the play-in game. See, you come on this show, Kevin. There's a lot of stuff going on up here. So I feel those should be playoff games. They should count in your playoff stats.
I think that's fair. How do you feel about like the in-season tournament? Should those count towards regular season? Because maybe playing, you tack it on in the back end,
Do you have to qualify for that?
Potentially Adam Silver proposed having, you know, you have group play games and then there's the four games that you might play to win the in-season
tournament. Then those count as playoff games. You're qualifying for them.
Maybe the tournament section. Maybe you have regular season playoffs and tournament games, which is play-in and in-season.
I love the play-in stuff.
Oh, it's so fun.
I thought it was so great last night.
Who doesn't like single elimination? We just watched a great March Madness.
Exactly. And by the way, from the officiating to the coaching, to the minutes, to the stars being available, to the intensity. If you watch that, and I didn't tell you when it was, you'd be like, oh, this is a playoff game.
100%. I mean, the intensity, never mind the crowd like we talked about
earlier. Oh, the crowd was nuts.
Intense the whole game. It's going to, you know, I think we're going to see some good ones tonight, too, even though it's 9-10 seeds.
Yeah, I don't know. I may just go out and have chicken parm and beers. I'm not sure. I'll watch Atlanta a little bit. We'll see. Kevin O'Connor, the Ringer, NBA analyst for a long time. Great seeing you, man.
Thank you, Colin.
Love having you in studio. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Oh, Baker.
What'd he say? I haven't heard it. What'd he say?
Might be a good time to retire from the internets for a couple months. Well, he spoke publicly for the first time about the Browns since the team brought in Deshaun Watson.
All right.
He still doesn't know where he's playing next season, but he made it very clear that he does not think the Browns treated him right during this transition.
Okay.
Honestly, I have no regrets of my time in Cleveland, of what I tried to give to that place.
Right.
And true Clevelanders and true Browns fans know that. I feel disrespected, 100%, because I was told one thing and they completely did another. That's what I'm in the middle of right now. And you know what? Okay, I got my taste of it because I've had four different head coaches in 4 years, a bunch of different coordinators. I've had, talk about the highs. They always come back.
That doesn't bother me.
I mean, what a victim.
Well, he did have a lot of, you know, it is Cleveland. There was some instability, in fairness. Now, I do think he screwed up. I think what happened is the new regime came in, and he made a couple of missteps, and then they were just over it. I was told.
The regime that made the team functional and actually made us talk about them like they were a legitimate contender.
I support Baker's first 3 years with Cleveland. I support his opinion there on that. The last year,
his first 2 years.
It was
a disaster.
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But since Stefanski's gotten there, it's Stefanski's second year. This was his fourth year there.
They draft well.
He was the coach of the year.
Yeah.
That was the 1 year Baker actually had a respectable year.
Yeah.
He's a completely average quarterback outside of that year. Yes, it has been dysfunctional there. That's what Cleveland is. So there's no big reveal here that they didn't handle this well.
Well, one of the things Cleveland, you know, we always kind of roll our eyes at Westbrook's lack of self-awareness. The reason Johnny Manziel and Baker were dubious picks for Cleveland is because of your dysfunction, the Browns owners have no self-awareness that, hey, we better get somebody who can really handle some chaos because that's what we are. It's like Jared Goff actually works in Detroit because it's a...
Yeah, that's his personality.
It's an S show, and he never...
He's not going to add to that.
He will never add to it. So my takeaway is Johnny Manziel, the worst place he could have gone is Cleveland. If you put Baker or a Manziel in, like, New England, there may be limitations, but they're a better fit with a culture. So Cleveland lacked the foresight to understand, as an owner, listen, there's a lot of noise here. We can't get it right. Baker's a lot of chip on the shoulder. He's probably not perfect for our culture. That's where I defend Baker. He went to a place that wasn't built for him. Now, in Oklahoma, which is stable, rock stars, they could deal with some of his stuff because they have such an athletic and a historic and a money advantage on the Big 12. Yeah, Baker can get a little squirrely with the Sooners. You know what? It'll work here. Lincoln Riley, high emotional discipline.
That's also college.
Yeah.
Where Lincoln Riley is the face of the program.
Oh, Oklahoma's going to find out. They're going to miss him.
Well, he also commented about being booed when he plays poorly.
Oh, I want to hear that.
And here's what he said.
Oh, I want to hear that.
I would love to show up to somebody's cubicle and just boo the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And see, and watch them crumble.
Okay, Baker.
People
in cubicles don't make millions of dollars. They don't have 5011 Progressive commercials. They don't sell t-shirts with their merch with their name on the back of them.
Yeah.
There's a reason people cheer and boo you. That's how it goes.
Yeah, you got to get over
that. You're the number one overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner. Can we drop the victimhood for 5 seconds?
Yeah, no, you're probably right on that one.
You don't have a job right now. My thing is just a self-awareness thing. He's allowed to feel however he wants to feel, but he's not currently a quarterback somewhere. Like, this is what you do once you get the next job. I just don't know how big, like, how are you taking that if you're a Browns fan?
Well, the key isn't the Browns anymore. The key is the rest of the GMs.
And that, yes, so that's what I'm saying. You are not moved on from Cleveland right now.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, doesn't owe you anything. They have Deshaun Watson.
So Cam Newton did something really interesting, and I'm not a fan of Cam, but Cam got vaxxed because he was on the market, no offers, and he wanted to send a message, hey, I'm serious about this. Cam also, remember he did this and I defended him. Cam also started doing workout videos about a year or 2 years ago and showing you how hard he was working. And I'm like, this is really smart. It's been my knock on Kaepernick. Release videos. You haven't been in the league 5 years. I want to see a video every week. Kaepernick went like 3 years. I never saw a video. Cam was like, I'm going to put it out there. I'm working my butt off. And New England's like, I like that. Cam got vaxxed. It's like, oh, he's serious. So, and Cam realized in both instances, I'm a little bit right now seeking employment. I'm interviewing while I work out.
Correct.
So Baker's in the interview process. And so when he does these pods, he should be thinking, what can I say that would be attractive to Seattle? And I think saying, I'd like to go and boo you at your cubicle, people are going to go, kid, get over it. I mean, you got to get over that stuff. It doesn't feel what I would have said.
I mean, just a little crumb of self-awareness, just a crumb.
I know. Well, I don't think he's as bad as your. I'm okay with most of it. I wouldn't have.
I'm not outraged. Don't get it confused. It's not changing my day. I just think it's fascinating that Baker, who couldn't tell us enough about all the things that he's overcoming in Cleveland. The whole time he was there, talking publicly about teammates. It's now the fans' fault for booing him. Like, what is this? What are you doing?
You know, I would suggest if somebody could get Baker my phone, and every time he's going to say something, text me, and I'll go, nope, wouldn't do that. Yeah, that's okay. Nope.
Yeah, these people exist. They're called publicists, and they're worth every penny. So Trevor Lawrence is getting a fresh start in his sophomore season with Doug Peterson as the Jags' new head coach, and he believes the two will work very well together and are already off to a good start.
I really like his demeanor. He's really, really calm. I mean, similar, honestly, to Coach Bevel as far as demeanor. Really calm, never gets too high or too low. So I really like that. That's the type of guy I like to be around.
Yeah.
And then as far as just offensively, bring some different things to the table. Just think he's really smart. And being able to talk to him, I think we align pretty well and we're on the same page.
Now, not that Jacksonville was ever going to not pick Trevor Lawrence, but to your point about picking someone that kind of lowers the temperature in a room at a mostly dysfunctional place.
There you go.
Trevor Lawrence gets a complete pass from me for last year. Whatever happened last year, as far as Trevor Lawrence goes, it never even happened.
Has he ever at the podium not been A++? Every time. Just again, being quarterback is not being running back. You got to fall on the sword. Your words matter more. They're more powerful. A++ at the podium.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do this year. They spent a lot of money.
By the way,
I have no problem with.
Let me throw this out. For all my misgivings on Tua, he's damn good at the podium.
Oh, Tua's great. I mean, he always says
The world was crumbling around Tua. Always says the right thing at the podium.
I mean, he dealt with rumors about his job for half the season and never once misstepped.
He's good. Good at the podium.
He is. So the Lakers didn't waste any time moving on from Frank Vogel after they failed to make the playoffs this season. A handful of candidates have already been mentioned in the coaching search. And according to Sam Amick of The Athletic, LeBron is enthused by the idea of Mark Jackson getting the job. Mm. You know, Mark last coached the Warriors for 3 seasons from 2011 to 2014. He had a 121-109 record with the Warriors and was 9-10 in the playoffs. And, you know, a lot of people give him credit for establishing the culture that Steve Kerr then came in and
I like the booth. I think he, Van Gundy and Breen are great.
No, he's amazing. I
like, that's my favorite broadcast team on that network. A lot of them are nonsense. That's the best one over there. I love those guys. I think they're great. Look at.
I don't think he would.
Ryan doesn't like when I say that stuff.
Why?
Because I used to work there, and I don't like to take shots. But they got, you know, whatever. That's the best broadcasting crew they have over there. Those guys are really good.
I think he does an amazing job as well. I don't know what kind of magician that the Lakers are planning on bringing in here to change what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, a good coach is going to need control of their roster, which doesn't seem to be the case. Probably some younger players to work with and develop.
Well,
that's actually the thing that I would push back on, on Mark Jackson having the ability to come in and do this. And it's not a knock on Mark Jackson at all. What Mark had in Golden State was young players to develop and build and mold.
Yeah.
That's not the situation with the Lakers. Certainly not with this roster. So unless you do a complete roster overhaul, what kind of culture are you actually allowing him to build? And is he going to have actual say over his personnel and his coaching staff and everything that coaches need to have to be successful?
By the way, so Nick Nurse was rumored to be out there, and Quinn Snyder was rumored to be out there, and how come LeBron's camp didn't leak they were enthused about those two? You know why? Because those guys have jobs. They're going to come in and get big, expensive, long contracts and have more power than Mark Jackson. That's my takeaway, is that it gets leaked. LeBron's very enthused.
I'm not leaving a steady job in the booth for the Lakers unless I have full, total power as the coach.
Why does it bother you that I like those? I like Breen, Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson. Why does that bother you when I say that?
I don't know if it bothers me as much as we were initially talking about his candidacy as a head coach, and you immediately went to, he's a good broadcaster, which might tell you everything you need to know about him as a real coaching candidate right now.
All right. Well, that's fair. I thought you were upset.
His name comes up a lot in coaching.
Yeah, I know Mark. I like Mark. I like him. I always liked him. I mean, he started that thing in Golden State.
He did. He deserves credit for it. I don't know how anybody, not just Mark, how anyone's going to come into this situation and be able to turn it around with the dysfunction that's going on there.
Listen, Ryan's been very uncertain of me in the last couple of days. Ryan, I can't eat peanuts or drink wine. I'm off the rails. You're just going to have to own some of this stuff and deal with it.
I'm just looking out for your well-being, Colin.
All right. Whatever. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
CFOs that get it, those that don't. Get one-of-a-kind financing, netsuite.com/HERD. So, now tonight, the play-in games aren't nearly as good. It's San Antonio and the Pelicans. I'll take San Antonio. These teams are going to get whacked in the playoffs, whoever wins. And then the Atlanta plays who?
Hornets.
I'll take Atlanta, I think. Yeah, I like Atlanta. Atlanta, that game will be fun to watch because I get LaMelo and Trae Young. Last night's games were great.
They were.
They were really good. Now, what's interesting in the West, we have a possibility of a Memphis-Minnesota series. So somebody's got to win that. And they're both, the average age on those teams is 24.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of energy.
The team's 24-year-old rosters,
a lot of fouls,
don't win in the NBA. But Memphis is weird. Ja Morant got hurt, their star player. They went like 20-2 or something. They were better offensively. So I said I rooted for Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. I rooted for Darth Vader and the Joker. I like villains. So I watched Kevin Durant and the Nets last night, and I'm like, yeah, I think they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if they can. I don't think they'd beat Phoenix. I think, you know, they came within a foot on the three-point line last year of beating Milwaukee in Game 7, and now they have Kyrie Irving. And Ryan Russillo agreed with me. Listen, you watch them last night, they make it look really easy.
I felt like towards the end of the season, I'm like, all right, how locked in are they defensively? But if you look at the last 15 games, Colin, they finished top 10 in offense and top 10 in defense. Durant almost carried this team past Milwaukee last year with missing basically two guys. You could say he was missing one and a half guys because Harden was limited so much in that series as well. Durant is that special. I mean, this isn't breaking news. He's that kind of guy that I'm always going to be scared of, even if I'm not sure about the pieces around him. If Simmons comes back, his role is completely different, Colin. He's not asked to create offensively off the dribble and pull up or hit open shots. So if they have Simmons and he has no pressure on him and he's healthy and conditioned enough to go here, yeah, I think they're a real threat in the East. There's no reason why not.
So here we go. And then there was that weird situation during the game where somebody glued themselves to the floor as a protester. I thought that was the craziest thing. You know, would you think, like if I put Elmer's on the floor and stuck my wrist to it on a painted floor, my interpretation is that's not going to work.
Yeah, I think the type of glue that you would need to actually
was the
glue
kind you would
yourself to the floor
is would be the infomercial glue.
Yeah, or, you know, just something that would be very damaging to your skin.
Yeah.
And it needs some time to.
But you've seen the glue.
I don't feel like that protest was all the way thought through. But there could have been some more effective ways. But I mean, what are you going to get into? What are you going to sneak into an NBA arena? You know, you got to think about that.
Yeah, that's a good way to
put it. I'm not going to give anybody any ideas, but like just right now I'm thinking if I were to do this.
It'd be more.
This is the barrier. This is what keeps me from being a criminal. Because I'm like, oh, if I were to do this, I would do it this way. It'd be much more effective.
Let's get back to that thing we talked about earlier, because I think we were on to something.
What's that?
That you and Ann have the same birthday. My wife and Joy have the same birthday. Seattle new affiliate, KJR. A lot of stuff you're going to try to catch up on. So Joy and my wife are Capricorns with the same birthday.
Yes.
And it's literally like they're the same person. They're both spies. So I watch a movie with Anne. It is insane. She reads body language and clues. She's asked me questions before, and I'm just like, how did you... Men, I'm more into me or something. So I can't see all these clues.
Well, I think women, you know, to take a little bit of the joke out of it, women in general, we have to be more aware of everything all the time. A lot just for safety, surviving the earth things.
Oh, that's a great point.
So we pay attention naturally to more stuff.
That's a great point.
Like you just walk to your car. I have my keys out. I'm not looking at my phone. I've got some, you know, a blunt object nearby. Like, you know.
Boy, that is smart.
We are just naturally more aware of things, which can also benefit us when we're being spies.
I'm going to have to let that bake a little bit. I'm blown away by that. We'll see you tomorrow.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.